Ananda Brindavan Champu, Chapter 4, The Killing of Shakatasura and Trinavarta. At the age of 3 months, Krishna rolled over and crawled. To commemorate this event, Yashoda observed a special ceremony. The elderly gopis, looking like creepers of maternal affection, felt intoxicated with bliss by taking part in this function. It seems this pleasure came as a result of their previous piety. Since the gopis' hearts overflowed with compassion, they always observed auspicious rituals for the satisfaction and protection of Krishna. All the Brajavasis anxiously rushed to see Krishna. The arrival of the splendidly dressed elderly gopis greatly enhanced the joyous atmosphere of the festival. Yashoda and the other gopis smeared oil on Krishna's body to celebrate the auspicious occasion of his leaving home for the first time to crawl about on his hands and knees. Mridangas played melodiously while Yashoda bathed her son and honored the guests. Krishna Kumar looked extremely beautiful after his auspicious bath and the application of cudgel to his lotus eyes. Vrajeshri Yashoda pleased all her relatives by performing the traditional family rituals. Rajaraj Nanda also relished boundless happiness during the festival. As an expert in domestic affairs, Rohini remembered her husband and distributed charity to all the guests. Afterwards, Yashoda put Krishna to rest on a soft mattress, which was whiter than powdered camphor, in an ornately decorated cradle, which he placed under a handcart. Mother Yashoda worshipped the guests while Krishna rested peacefully. Melodious music from rumbling mridangas, berries, dundubis, and other instruments filled the air. The waves of music produced by the talented musicians sweetened all directions. Satisfied brahmanas recited Vedic hymns to bless the child. Yashoda Nandana, whose beauty defeats beauty personified, started crying due to hunger and a desire to drink Yashoda's breast milk. But Brajeshri could not hear him due to the loud music and singing. At this time, Krishna decided to kill Shakatasura, a demon who was hiding in the cart under which he lay. Opening his joyful eyes, Krishna simultaneously destroyed the cart and killed the demon by playfully kicking his feet. Without any effort, Krishna vanquished that demon with his tender feet, which were unlimitedly beautiful and softer than the petals of a lotus flower. These were not the thunderbolt nails he used to kill Hiranyakashipu, nor were they the legs he extended throughout the universe in his Vamana incarnation. The gentle tinkling of Krishna's ankle bells increased the splendor of his delicate little legs. Although the cart stood considerably higher than the child, Krishna easily kicked the wheel of the cart with his feet. The brass pots on the cart made a tremendous sound as they tumbled over in the ground. From the force of Krishna's kick, the wheels split from the axle, the hubs and spokes fell apart, and the hand cart collapsed. Everyone's heart stopped when they heard the shattering sound of Shakatasura falling down dead. Thinking that Krishna may have been hurt, the Brajavasis were filled with anguish. Their hearts were overwhelmed in fear, and they anxiously rushed to the spot. With great anxiety, they met Krishna and said, "Alas, is this the beginning of some imminent danger? This cart represented auspiciousness, since it remained in their house for so long without moving. How did this cart suddenly become inauspicious? This perfect boy is the sum total of all pious activities. Although many heavy brass pots crashed down, none of them touched the tender limbs of Krishna, whose glossy body is smeared with musk. O Lord of Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj, in any assembly you are the natural leader, and along with your wife Yashoda, you are the embodiment of all fortune. Our words fail to describe the extent of your wonderful glories. Thus the Brajavasis praised the king of Vrindavan. The cowherd boys met their parents and described the heroic deeds of Krishna in broken language. They said, "It is not his fault. He felt hungry and started crying loudly for some milk. When he did not get any, then why blame him if he did something wrong? You should not scold him. Unless driven by the wind, how can a lotus bud move?" Similarly, the cart broke and fell to the ground because Krishna kicked it with his legs while crying. Assuming there must be some unknown cause, the elderly persons did not believe the statements of the children. Fearing that the death of Shakatasura must have brought some danger to her son, Yashoda Rani fell down on the ground. Rohini and the gopis affectionately picked up Yashoda and pacified her with the good news about Krishna's safety. By their comforting words, Yashoda regained her senses and wiped away her tears. Mother Yashoda said, "Alas, my three-month-old baby, whose body is softer than butter, has suffered so much. Suddenly this cart broke and fell upon my son. Since my heart did not stop upon hearing about this, it must be harder than a thunderbolt. Shame on my motherly love. Alas, I am his mother in name only." The earth shook from the crashing of the cart, and the people became speechless. When that cart fell down around my child, he cried in fear, but did not get hurt. I guess it must be the result of my misfortune. Otherwise, why are such evil events occurring, like Putana's visit and the breaking of the cart? Therefore, the auspicious king of Vrindavan must arrange to prevent any further calamities coming to my child. From this incident, I can only guess what further misfortune awaits me." Thus lamenting and feeling apprehensive, Mother Yashoda ran quickly to her son. She saw his attractive face conquering the effulgent beauty of the moon with its ever-increasing charm. Yashoda drowned in an ocean of sweetness when she placed Krishna on her lap. Surcharged with feelings of bliss, Yashoda's mind became pacified and free from worry. Nanda and Yashoda observed an auspicious religious ritual on behalf of Krishna Kumar, whose radiant body looked gorgeous. Although Krishna is the supreme Brahman, he appeared in Vrindavana as a boy with curly dark blue hair and a tender transcendental form. As Yashoda fondly fed Krishna the milk dripping from her breasts, he gradually fell asleep. Then she tucked Krishna back in his bed under the cart, just as before. Rohini, the wife of Vasudeva, whose lustrous beauty surpasses all the women of heaven, engaged the Brahmanas in chanting auspicious mantras to counteract the evil effects caused by Shakatasura.